Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Where there's a will, there's a way, as they say, and so it has been willed that we put Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen together once again this week to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine, which are published at talkers.com and also djbshow.com, the week of December 13th to the 17th, holiday time. Michael, I don't know that that has caused us to slow down any with what is on the top story list and the people list, so as we usually do as we get the program started, it's up to you. It's heavy work, and it's a heavy workload, but it's up to you to give us the stories and the people list, please.
It's been about 7 years since the holidays really marked
felt like the holidays
in the news. It all began in 2015 when Trump came down the elevator. And I mean, you know how there are like these milestones.
Right.
Put down the chimney. Yeah. That's what he should have done. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. At number 10, we have the JFK assassination info, tied with Urban Meyer being fired. We could touch on both of those. At number 9, U.S.-China-Russia relations. At number 8, social media tied with cybersecurity. At number 7, immigration tied with abortion. At number 6, climate change tied with tornadoes. They're very closely related, obviously. At number 5, race relations tied with voter legislation. At number 4, crime and violence. At number 3, the January 6th investigation tied with Trump and the GOP. And then looking ahead to the 2022 and 2024 elections, we're talking about both of them as if they were next week. At number 2, COVID-19 variants, vaccines, winter resurgence, and stats, and the numbers are heading in the wrong direction. At number 1, inflation, the Build Back Better bill, the supply chain problems, and the craziness of the labor force. And those are the big stories. Our people list includes number 10, football coach Urban Meyer. At number 9, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. The mayor of San Francisco, London Breed. What a great name, London Breed. Sounds like a some kind of...
Something is falling down.
It's just, yeah, that's right, London Bridge. At number 8, Kamala Harris is at 7. Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham. Well, she's doing a bit of a dive. Bad approval ratings. And the whole Biden administration is facing great question marks as we look ahead to the election of 24. Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham being newsmakers this week at number 6. Liz Cheney at 5. Donald Trump at 4. Mark Meadows at 3. And sounds like a Beatles song. Let me take you down to Mark Meadows. Mm-hmm. Number 2, Joe Manchin. And number 1, Joe Biden. And it's another crazy week, and the holidays played very little role in any of it.
Joe Biden is the president now. I think Joe Manchin is running for president and has a good chance of being elected in 2024. What do you think?
I brought that up weeks ago, mm-hmm. and you're the first person I've talked to in the media that has said it without me prompting them.
Thank you.
I think it certainly is a strategic move on his part to put himself in a position as he has in West Virginia, which is predominantly red. Mm-hmm. You've got a Democrat elected to the Senate there. Because just like Bill Clinton was able to shift the Democrats to more of a centrist position back in 92 and be elected, after they flirted with the far left and, you know, people like Dukakis and Walter Mondale and all of that, we might be seeing that. Anything is possible. But, yeah, Joe Manchin definitely has positioned himself in a way that he could be acceptable to Republicans.
Yep, there you go. I think you're going to see that. Speaking of what's acceptable, this is kind of off the wall. At number 6, the whole focus on our climate, what's contributing to the climate, the interest in electric cars, that sort of thing. Is that going to save the planet? There's a Paris taxi firm that has bought hundreds of Tesla cars, and they have suspended using them because there was a fatal accident involving one of the vehicles that was not being driven. It was the driver wasn't driving. And right. So that's one of the problems with these things. Even though now the New York Police Department, as we headed into the end of the week, is thinking about buying Tesla cars, 250 electric police cars.
Mm.
How about
there's
that?
A big difference between, there's a big difference between an electric car and an electric car that drives itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
there's nothing dangerous or you know, totally like, you know, out of the box thinking about an electric car. It's just a different energy source. But the idea of a car driving itself in terms of steering and braking and thinking, I mean, it's technologically possible, but I can't see it working as long as you have both kinds of cars on the road. Mm-hmm. If all cars were self-driving, Then a grid could be created, and it would become like the old trolley cars, where they had, you know, vehicles on tracks with electrical beams that go up.
Yeah.
Remember those?
They still have some of those. No, they still have them in Boston. Some of the bigger cities still have electric-powered buses and cars. I mean, electric buses and trains. You know, all the subway system is run with electric.
Saying is they're on a track. The whole idea, yeah. you see, if cars drive themselves, it's going to change the whole nature of transportation. It's not just going to be cars driving themselves. It's going to change the nature of owning a car and how the roads are set up in terms of a grid. It'll be like they're on tracks. There's no need to have each one have its own individual thing. It'll be decades before the bugs are worked out.
Okay. So then here's the latest wrinkle in that. Nick Miles, who is our car auto reporter, the car talker of note these days, has suggested, or didn't suggest, he said that there are several companies who are looking into, in the short term, building a flying car. So, okay, we got electric cars that and cars that drive themselves. So the next step is to get flying cars. Look, remember the Jetsons? Dun, dun, mm-hmm. dun, dun. Flying cars, and the first question that came up is, okay, are you traffic lights?
Yeah. And actually, cars, it already has been invented. It's called the airplane.
Well, yeah, but those have, those people who are running or flying an airplane have a pilot's license. Does everybody mm-hmm. who's driving a flying car get a pilot's license?
Right.
Good question.
Have you ever seen this contraption called the gyrocopter?
Yes.
That's I'd love to own one of those. Of course, I would never have the courage to go up in one. But the thought of it, you know, you park it in your backyard, and
yep.
you go up, and it's a lawnmower.
Yeah, I did fly one once.
Did you really?
When I was working, I did afternoons in Cincinnati for a couple of years, about the time I got started doing the Good Day program, and somebody came into the station and wanted to know if I was willing to fly one as a promotional stunt. And, of course, I said, yeah. I always said, yeah, any promotional stunt. So I got enough of this. It scared the living you-know-what out of me.
I could imagine. I mean, especially back then.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had them back then.
This is the 30. This was kind of the first go-round with them, and they had me flying over farmland in Kentucky, and there was a power line, a power grid that I'm looking at that. I'm thinking to myself, what in the name of God did you agree to do this for? And they're down there, everybody's filming it and taking pictures, and I'm sweating my you-know-what off. It was not, but, that stuff.
You would do anything for a little bit of press, huh?
Well, not that. Maybe as I've matured, I've gotten a little smarter about that. All right, speaking of that, I would like to take a moment here to relate to you and the audience. There are a lot of different things. We look at the people list this week. And there are some people who are doing things that are – there are always people doing interesting things. Do you know the model Hunter McGrady? Do you know who she is?
No.
No. Okay. So Hunter McGrady is somebody who's become very popular because she's one of these plus-size models. And she's really quite attractive. She's become well-known – in lots of different circles. And there's another plus-size model who just had a baby. I forget her name. I always refer to her as the Ashley Graham. Thank you, Phil. The woman who has an overbite.
You seem to be an expert on plus-sized models.
Well, I'm not an expert, but I, you know, looking, is it, it's not dangerous, I don't think, to look, is it?
Okay.
And it does, is it sexist to even talk about? Are men supposed to
Everything is
talk?
Sexist to talk about.
Yeah, ask Chris Noth. And the latest thing from him, and that's not about him, we should talk about him in a little bit. But the reason I bring her up is because she has taken to Instagram, and a lot of the things that we talk about are on social media here, and sooner or later some of these things bubble to the top. She got 10,000 responses to a conversation with her followers about the focus on losing weight and shedding holiday pounds, as if all of the attractive pounds are fat. And one of the reasons I bring this up is because we have a sponsor here, Calitrin, and people have taken a little bit. Somebody sent me this article and said, well, what do you think about this? Because I've been talking about losing weight because the news this week from the COVID circle, Michael, is that COVID, the ball which has the spikes in it, which is the actual virus, is something, according to research, that is attracted to fat. So if you have a lot of fat in your body, then you're going to be more likely to attract COVID. And so this has been something that's been a powerful message this week. And so I've tied it into suggesting that folks who want to stay ahead of this go to our sponsor, Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Check out how this will work for you to either lose weight or keep it off. That's toploss.com for Calitrin.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FILL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FILL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FILL.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 23 after the hour, for those of you who are new to this program and some other things, we have four new stations in the Finger Lakes region of New York State. Happy to have you along. Introduce you, if you don't know who Michael Harrison is. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He and I have been doing this program for decades, presenting every week an overview of the top 10 hits, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine by his staff. And then we go through the people who are making it. And this week, at number six, Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham join a team. I took a different approach to this, and that does happen. Their involvement or their reason for being here, I know that it has to do with the number three story, the continuing focus on the January investigation, and Laura and Sean and others calling the president and asking him to do something about the problem that was being created. So that I would love you to comment on. But also, one of the things that has come into my mind in the last few days, focusing on Laura and Sean and Mark Levin and Tucker Carlson and all of that ilk, the number of people, according to stats from the Kaiser Foundation, who are not getting vaccinated, even though all of those folks have had their vaccination, they seem to be part of a crowd that doesn't want to be vaccinated, or maybe leaders of a crowd that doesn't want to be vaccinated. So this non-political, Kaiser's not a political organization at all. It's not like Gallup or some of the other pollsters that have right-leaning or left-leaning tendencies. So these people are examining who's getting their shots. Maybe this isn't anything but a duh, Michael, but the disproportionate number of Republicans who have not had shots, and compare that to the number of Democrats, you know, we seem to divide everything that way. But I thought the stats were very interesting. More Republicans are getting sick and dying than Democrats.
Yes, so this is something that a number of studies have borne out, and it really is because the coronavirus, the pandemic, has been so terribly politicized.
Yeah.
And thus there would be a political...
It's kind of needless when you get right down to it, don't you think?
Oh, it's not only needless, it's tragic. Yeah. This should not have been politicized. This should have been a coming together. Somehow, the politicians and, we all know who they are, fed into this because they saw it as a great area of appealing to their base or appealing to the other base or making political hay out of a human tragedy. And we're talking about hundreds of thousands of lives are being lost, and it could have been avoided had we all banded together. You know, they usually say that when opposing sides face a common enemy they come together. In this case, it went the opposite direction.
It really is it's unfortunate. I've gotten so many comments on our social media this week. Will you please stop talking about COVID? It's the same stuff. You're scaring people. Well, I'm not trying to scare people, but I know a lot of news media outlets are in print, online, and on the air. They go to this fear-based thinking, and that seems to be how they get reaction, Michael. And I think there are people doing what we do here for a living that are doing the same thing, are they not?
Well, I mean, there's a fine line between spreading fear and spreading information, warning of danger. Maybe we should have fear. Fear has a value in terms of its role in survival. But when you exacerbate it and you politicize it and you create demons, you demonize people for being uncertain, and doctors are uncertain because they're uncertain about, if you have an appendix removed, you'll find two or three different opinions in the medical profession. So, I think this thing has been carried off into a very, very unhealthy arena. And I wish we could go back, but we should definitely keep it in mind going forward.
I believe that that's true. Right. Well, the talk radio world full of opinions and thoughts and stories and facts, and we continue in that vein in a matter of moments. I'm still sort of stuck on Joe Manchin for president. That thought pattern, if you will. We continue another half hour of the talk radio countdown show.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Over 30% of COVID survivors could experience PTSD. Some veterans have extreme cases of PTSD. Imagine sheltering in place forever. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at HealVets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you, creates and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now that Senate Democrat Joe Manchin says he will not vote for the legislation, it looks like Democrats are not going to be able to overcome Republican opposition in the Senate to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better bill. Tom Cotton, the U.S. Senator from Arkansas, says,
at a time when we have almost $30 trillion in debt, this bill would add $5 trillion to it. We have the worst inflation in 40 years. This bill would add fuel to the fire of inflation.
The Republican Cotton speaking there on Fox News Sunday night in America. President Biden's Build Back Better agenda would focus on issues from health care to education, climate change, and tax laws. The NHL and Players Association announcing cross-border games are now being postponed for the upcoming week because of rising COVID cases. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Republicans say Democrats are ignoring the nonpartisan agency that they used to champion as they try to pass that Build Back Better plan. An update from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
The White House and President Joe Biden have turned on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office when it exposed the cost of the Build Back Better Act, including Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling its latest scoring fake. But Representative Pete Sessions, Republican of Texas, said on Newsmax, the only thing fake is the White House. Psaki and Democrats lying to the American people about the zero cost of their progressive spending plan.
How can you say it is completely paid for when the CBO score is $3 trillion different?
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that's what they want. And so they're hoping that the people who hear on their stations hear what they hear, and the people that are on conservative stations then know the truth.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Elizabeth Warren has tested positive for COVID-19, the Democratic U.S. Senator making the announcement by Twitter, saying despite a negative COVID test result just earlier this week, she then tested positive today, Sunday, with a breakthrough case. Warren adds she's only experiencing mild symptoms. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview from the experts at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher. He's the Pied Piper there, so people follow his lead. And that means that we have a lot of touch going on with people that are hosts of programs, radio stations that are doing this format. And it still maintains its status as pretty much the top in terms of radio itself. I guess because there's been so much focus on podcasting, most of the podcasts are spoken word, right? Do you know of any music-oriented podcasts?
There are some music-oriented podcasts, and in some cases they actually pay royalties on it. Most podcasts are spoken word, and most video podcasts are not called podcasts, they're called videos.
Yeah.
You know, that's the term, I'm making a video, or I saw a video, which basically is lingo for a video podcast. And, of course, the great platform for that is YouTube.
Yep, sure is.
So we're changing our terminology, we're changing our platforms, everything is in flux.
Number is six on the story list. focusing on the tornadoes, if I may, with your permission, Michael, I'm going to announce or pass along a group of people, the name of a group that is, in my mind, doing the best job possible. I'm not a big supporter of the big, huge charities, but I found this outfit called Pandemic of Love this week at Pandemic of Love, pandemicoflove.com. I'm sorry, was it .com? Is it .com or .org? .com. Okay, thank you, Phil. The mutual aid that has been the rallying cry of people who have gone through this reality in to a point in Tennessee, but mostly in Kentucky. These folks are doing wonderful work, and if you feel to support them, many people are more generous at this time of year, perhaps just because it's Christmas. So they're focusing on channeling their efforts to Kentucky. That's all they're doing. It's a mutual aid organization. They only do things in the here and the now. So if you want to support and know that the money you're giving is going to help that specific cause and not into some general mailbox of cash, then help yourself. PandemicOfLove.com. All right, something to kind of keep on the top of our mind. You were mentioning, and number 10 on the list this week, both story list and people list, was the fate of the coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Why more focus on him than other coaches that have come and gone this year?
Well, because he's a legend in the college world. And this was, I think, his first gig as a professional coach. And a lot of things came out about him. One, that he's, you know, allegedly not a very nice person. And two, he's allegedly not a very good coach. And one of the many, many things that...
How the heck did he get to the place where he
Well, that's the whole thing. And aside from whether he's a nice person, basically the issue is that you can get away with bullying youngsters who play football in college.
But
you can't get away with bullying grown men who are making millions of dollars playing football in the NFL. And he didn't seem to realize the difference. He lost the locker room, which is a way of saying he lost the confidence of his team. And they've lost a ton of games. So he's gone. It's just interesting, the difference in terms of generations and the difference between so-called amateur sports and professional sports.
Urban
and the difference
Meyer.
Between a 20-year-old and a 25-year-old, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, there's not much difference. Some of these college guys go right into basketball, baseball. They're all kids, really. When you look at some of these, I was watching the World Series, and these are kids.
They are kids.
Relative to us who are old-timers, but they're kids.
Yeah, but they come under the influence of the older veterans when they get into the pros. You know, there are the guys that are 28 and 32, and Tom Brady is 44 years old.
Wow,
I mean, imagine the relationship between Tom Brady and some of the 20-something players on his team. You know, they look at him as... you know, big brother is a, you know, it has a mature influence on them.
But, so is his career over? Does all of
his career in the professional leagues, I think as a pro, it's over. And I think it might even hurt him going back to college. He suffered a terrible tarnishing of his reputation. So it's just interesting. For those who follow sports and football, it's very, very interesting. It's not the end of the world. The Jacksonville Jaguars haven't been a force to reckon with, you know, for most of the time they've existed.
All right, let's take this for a second. Let's step into this for a minute. Toward the end of the week, there was a revelation from a couple of women who charged Chris Noth, who is a very well-known television actor, more television than movies, although he's been in a number of movies. But he was Mr. Big on Sex and the City. And because of that, and the storyline of him dying in the movie off of a Peloton bike, and then the Peloton commercial... He has splashed across screens. He's the number two person on the new show that Queen Latifah stars in. And so there's this whole business about focus on him. And now, and I say all of a sudden, without hopefully sounding sexist, but these women are charging him with malfeasance going back a long time. And so is it because somebody like that gets as much publicity, has become as well known as he is, that the dangers of one's past come back to haunt you? And how legitimate, that's the conversation, at this point, if they've waited all this time, how legitimate are the charges? And could this ruin this guy's career? Because you look at some of the other folks who have had these same things thrown at them, and it, even if it was proven that they weren't guilty by the time it got to that point, their careers were ruined.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, all of your questions are valid questions, and that's, you know, I certainly can't say anything that would answer those questions other than to say these are the questions that make this a very interesting conversation. Mm-hmm. And all I will say to kind of sum it up is it's dangerous to be a celebrity in this modern era. Isn't anonymity is much preferable to being famous.
Right.
And sure, when you become famous and you're in the spotlight, there's more chance of any skeletons in your closet, even if they're really minor or major, you know, coming back to haunt you.
Yep. That's really, it is.
And it probably will ruin his career. Yeah. Although that's a very strange thing. Some people, you know, they have this Teflon aspect to them and they get through these things and carry on. Others are brought down.
Well, you see, Kevin Spacey.
Happens, I don't know.
The Kevin Spacey thing now, it's come around that the people that were charging him didn't have a legitimate case. And there, I think there were two cases against him, or maybe three, all of which he has won. And the charges against him were dropped because they couldn't prove that he was what they accused him of being. So sometimes there's something to these things, and sometimes there isn't. And that's the conundrum, when you have somebody who's, I happen to be a great admirer of Chris Noth. Remember, he grew up on television. We watched him when he was a kid as one of the first. He was the first. He and Jerry Orbach were the first detectives on the original Law & Order back in the 80s. And he was a kid then.
Yeah. Yeah. So, similar types, too. Similar types.
Yeah. Right. Anyway.
In terms of the roles they play, not necessarily their private lives.
Yes, correct. Okay. And the show I was talking about was The Equalizer, by the way. Somebody said,
well, I know, and I didn't want to say anything, but I hate it.
You don't like it? It's not a good show?
No. I'm a big fan of The Equalizer movies with Denzel Washington, and I got all excited.
The guy before him that did the TV show, that, what was his name? The guy who started it on TV, Edward Woodward, I think was his name.
I don't remember. All I know is that Denzel Washington is one of the greatest actors of all time, and he... His role in those two Equalizer movies was nothing short of phenomenal. And then I watched it with Queen Latifah, with all due respect to her many talents. I just didn't buy it that this woman is able to flip criminals over her back and pull guns out of their hands. And the superhuman qualities that that role has, I don't know.
Requires.
Sometimes television series just seem so cardboard, so superficial. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the way I felt. I only watched one episode. I was all excited. Right, I really shouldn't be saying this because it's gotten better.
I watch it because Chris Noth is in it. That's why I watch it. I mean, I like her. I think she's great, frankly, in most everything. And the stories are pretty much boilerplate, the same cops and robbers and shoot 'em ups. It's the same story every night with all these shows, the same story. It's who is playing the role and how well do they do. I think the Law & Order series, I don't like the Special Victims Unit, but I do like Mariska Hargitay, and I like the sort of new tension between her and Chris Maloney coming back again. I think those are great, you know, kind of interesting shows to watch.
Well, there are some really good shows. There are some really, really good television shows, and there are some lousy ones. Some of it is just, you know, personal taste, and some of it, you know, is there are lousy shows and good shows. And, you know, I've been watching shows from the late 90s into the early 2000s. There was one show that morphed into another show, a legal drama comedy, and that was The Practice, which became Boston Legal.
Yeah,
I found out Bernadette had never seen them. It started with a conversation about William Shatner when he went up into space, discussing whether William Shatner is really a great actor and a national icon, or is he a buffoon? And my position he's an icon and great actor, and I pointed out the role he played in Denny Crane in Boston Legal. So I went to YouTube and showed some clips.
Spader, who's also one of the great actors in The Blacklist now. That's a great show. If you haven't seen The Blacklist, that is a fabulous show. The way it's put together.
Is he similar to the character Alan Shearer?
Not at all. Nope, 100% different. Yeah,
and still is compelling?
Very, very.
Because that character, Alan Shearer, was one of the greatest characters ever to come out of, you know, episodic television. Just
Spader is he and Shatner are two peas in a pod as far as being national treasures are concerned and great actors. All right, in a moment, a couple of things to overview what's going on at Talkers Magazine itself, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the air at 46 after the hour.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Michael Harrison, the single most important voice in talk radio, with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Huge focus on big tech stories. It's Tech Talk time now. And at the end of the week, Victoria Keelan and I, mostly Victoria Keelan, review the top five items from the world of technology that affects you, your life, and how you use this stuff. I put stuff in quotation marks. So at number five, as we work to number one, some retailers are pushing for some new rules. You want to explain that, Victoria?
Yep. Yeah. Retailers are fighting to stop stolen goods from being resold on the internet. This is a really, really big problem, and especially for smaller retailers, this is, you know, the loss of goods is just, it really hits their bottom line. So the CEOs of nearly two dozen retail companies have thrown their weight behind legislation aimed at marketplaces like Amazon and eBay, and there are some others like OfferUp. And the Facebook Marketplace is another spot where this is happening a lot. It's called the Informed Consumers Act, and it would require online marketplaces to verify sellers and enable buyers to verify sellers as well, to see their contact information, and so that you know you're not buying stolen goods. This is a very low risk crime, which is part of the problem. And so retailers say they see $45 billion in annual losses. It's actually up $15 billion from just a decade ago. And as we know, we've been seeing all the headlines, flash mobs targeting retail chains from Home Depot and Target to Nordstrom and Burberry and Louis Vuitton. And then they're just dumping these goods on eBay and Amazon and Facebook Marketplace. So if you're a consumer, just, you know, try to do a little more due diligence until this law gets passed, because it's, you know, this is really harming a lot of people's business.
All right, number four, this is a focus on the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, and what they proposed this week.
Yeah, after the deadly tornadoes swept through multiple states last week, the FCC has now decided that they need to be much better about emergency alert systems, especially for people who are deaf or hard of hearing. Those alerts went off, you know, as we know, it's the traditional over the TV. You're watching TV. Usually it's when your favorite show is on, right? And then the big, you know, rainbow thing, the screen comes on and you hear that, the really loud alert button and or alert sound. And then, you know, the FCC has their messaging about the emergency alert system. Well, that doesn't work if you're not watching TV, and it doesn't work if you don't have cable. So they have to come up with much, much better ways. And so the FCC chairwoman, Jessica Rosenworcel, is saying that, you know, as we're seeing more and more of these freak weather storms occurring, like the tornadoes that popped up out of nowhere, they have to do a much better job with helping people get to safety as fast as possible.
All right, number three, the president launching an effort to make online benefits less painful. For whom?
For the consumer. So President Biden signed an executive order this week that aims to make it easier for Americans to access a broad range of federal services and benefits, like renewing your passport online, which should be already a thing, but it's not, and accessing retirement benefits. So one of the big problems here is Social Security benefits, filing your taxes, waiting in line for TSA stuff. All of that requires multiple government agencies to interact with each other. And so if you're a person who, let's just say you want to go online and file for retirement or for your benefits, you have to interact with several agencies, and it becomes a huge mess. So the White House issued a fact sheet detailing this order, saying that they're now going to target 36 different customer experiences across 17 different agencies. And this is going to be on USA.gov, so hopefully this will be revamped in the coming years. Hopefully it won't take too long.
Number two, Facebook users, lots of them, have been targeted. What's the story here?
50,000 Facebook users in 100 countries may have been targeted by surveillance for hire companies, according to Meta, which is Facebook's new name for their parent company. They shared findings about the attempted attacks with security researchers, and they've alerted potential victims, but this is essentially, they say, 1,500 Facebook and Instagram accounts were linked to seven entities that were using this illegal private surveillance efforts. So essentially, this is based in China, Israel, India, and North Macedonia is where they have found that these, they're kind of like guns for hire, essentially, and they are spying on people. And so Facebook is trying their best to alert people to that, so you know if you're being spied on.
Yep, number one is how vulnerable a lot of people are using certain devices.
This is hundreds of millions of devices that are affected by this. This came out this week. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, this is the CISA, they said this is one of the most serious that the head of the agency has ever seen. This is vulnerabilities across governments and banking, and it has a wide, wide range of people who are affected by this. And it all started in a video game, the Lodge 4J flaw. So it's a mess. It's going to take a long time to fix.
59 past the hour. This is our overview of the top five items from the world of technology.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.